Leaders who attended the inauguration of President John Dramani Mahama and Vice President Park Wissi-Mensah Arthur have praised Ghanaians for their democratic maturity. According to them, the December 7 elections have further enhanced the country's democratic credentials as a beacon of hope for the continent's multi-party democracy. Our correspondent Seth Ayer reports.
Since 1992, Ghana's democratic journey continues to attract commendation from the world over in spite of its electoral shortcomings. The inauguration of President John Mahama and the Vice President Park Wissi-Mensah Arthur also won the country further commendation from the leaders who graced the ceremony. The President of Cote d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, said his country shares in the democratic success story of Ghana.
It's a great moment. Well, God bless Ghana. You know, today we're all Ghanaians. We're very proud of the process here. We congratulate the President, President Mahama Dramani, the Vice President, and we wish the best to the Ghanaian people. Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana are really one country, so what's good for Ghana is good for Cote d'Ivoire.
Africa's first female president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia, said Africa is proud of Ghana's democratic achievement.
It was a very well planned and executed occasion, and all of Africa is happy. And I just want to once again congratulate the President and the Vice President. It will be a continuation of the bond of friendship, because it has always been there.
President Jacob Zuma of South Africa could not hide his joy over the occasion. He praised Ghanaians for the high level of tolerance they exhibited before, during, and after the December 7 elections.
We are very happy, and precisely because of our close relation with Ghana, we thought it was important to be here to give the support and the recognition of the results of a democratic process in Ghana. But as far as we observed from a distance, all the observers gave the elections a nod. They all said they were free and fair. And of course, the opposition has its rights. It knows the laws of the country. But so far, we are happy that the democratic process has gone very well.
Former President J.J. Rawlings said he's ever ready to assist President Mahama.
It was quite impressive, you know. All those who contributed to the arrangement and the decor have done very well. And I must say the president is looking quite good too. And I wish him well. Looks like he would want to do everything possible to unite the country, to bring people on board, which is good. And I hope he will do it.
What are you going to give him?
It's there for the asking. If he asks it, I will give it.
However, his successor, former President Kufuor, refused to speak to the media in view of the MPP's decision to challenge the presidential results declared by the Electoral Commission at the Supreme Court. The immediate past UN Secretary General, Busumuru Kofi Annan, urged Ghanaians to jealously guard the country's democracy.
We are all very pleased that Ghana's democracy is maturing, it's taking hold, and the people believe in democratic rotation of leadership. And I think this is something that Ghanaians should hold dear, and it's an example I hope other African countries will imitate.
The head of the U.S. delegation to the inauguration and Assistant Secretary for African Affairs, Johnny Carlson, said the day is a credit for Ghanaians, Africa, and the whole world.
Strong democratic traditions were on display here. This inauguration reconfirms the strong belief that President Obama and his administration have and have had in Ghana. As I say, this is a tribute to the country, to the people.
For Nyasingbe of Togo and former President of Zambia, Rupia Banda, called on their colleague leaders to emulate Ghana. Seth Eya, reporting for Radio Ghana.